Namaskaram, dear listeners. This is Karuna Munshi welcoming you to another episode of Tryst with Divinity. Tryst with Divinity is our ongoing series of conversations with Baba's devotees from around the globe. Under the spotlight today is Miss Rani Java of Bangalore, India. This interview was recorded at the Radio Sai Studios on September 30th, 2013. Please enjoy. Rani Swami says that to whom much is given, much is expected as well, and he has put you through the ringer and really tested you. Now, today when you look at your life, what do you treasure more? The years you spent in his physical proximity or the interview that you asked him for, which you still have?
Let me tell you, the interview came only after being proximity to him by his physical nature, and he helped me to develop it. So for me, both are on par. I don't have that. Both are dependable on each other. If I did not have the physical closeness to Swami, I would have not developed this inner.
You think so? But what about people who have never seen him, who are going to be born yet and become Sai devotees, or those who came to know Swami after Mahasamadhi?
I'm very different. It was his love and his the attraction towards him, and maybe it was inborn, I'm not sure, but I give all the credit to Swami. Mm-hmm. Because he helped me to...
How did you practice. Develop this? How did he help you to develop inner view?
I told you that interview, yeah. I told him. So he said, okay, you have to develop the inner view.
How?
And he made me practice on that. He said, talk to your conscious and I will reply to you through your conscious. So anything I want and all, I just look inward and I talk to him. Because japam, meditation, everything Swami thought. So it was not difficult trying to practice. He said that this world is a maya. Just forget everything and just look at we are all apart. He says, you and I are same. There is no difference. Look at, in everyone you see Swami. That's why I see Swami in everyone. I don't have any enemies. If anyone says, what is enemy? I just think and look, what is enemy? Be it a rickshaw man, be it anyone. I've always seen God in everyone.
And how do you feel about the people who cheated you and made you lose 2 crore rupees?
I've forgiven them. Thank God they did that, because I was free that time, and the awakening helped me to make my webs. I did my pilgrimageofindia.com and Sai Info. All what I had experience, it made me put it into words. If I had my company running, I don't think I would have done that. At least after I go, my 2 websites are there where people can learn. Any place in India you want to go, it's there. Like there was this, I wanted to go to Mount Kailash. That is an experience worth telling you. And Swami always said no, no, no. From 3-4 years he said no. And the Chinese government was also rejecting me because of my overweight. Then I decided that I have to do Ayurvedic and reduce. So I reduced 15 kgs, but still I was not in their thing. But they said, okay, she's lost 15 kgs. We'll give her the visa. And they say, we'll see her making ice cream from the snow, you know, because everyone called me as the ice cream girl. Then I asked Swami. He was not giving permission. It so happened Swami was leaving Bombay by flight. And my mother accompanied my father that time, because that time they had decided the couples, the Seva Samiti couples can go. So my mother had gone. And daddy was sitting just behind Swami. So my mother told him, ask, because without his permission, they will not send me. Because they say ticket to Mansoor Kailash is one-way ticket. So my father says, Swami, Rani again wants to go to Mount Kailash. So Swami said, why? So daddy says, Swami, you know her why, no? There's no answer to her why. So Swami started thinking, then he said, okay, let her go, but tell her not to do the parikrama of Kailash. I did not mind that. He says, tell her not to do the parikrama, but tell her to go to Kailash. So Swami gave me the permission. I have the photo of my father and mother standing next to Swami in the flight and the date put in, because that was the day I got the permission to go to.
What was the date?
It was 15th of May, 1994. Hmm. So 94, 95. So then I was very happy when my father told me, in Dubai, and daddy and everyone offered me car. They offered me so many things that I canceled my trip.
Nice bribes.
They gave me all the bribes, you know, but I was very much inclined to go to Mount Kailash because I love Shiva. I love Shiva like anything. Though we are Krishnavites, but I love Shiva. And I, from the last more than 35 years, I make on, in Dasera, the Bhaji makes those clay shivlings. So when I was small, he taught me how to make that. So I make one shivling every day in Shivratri month and I do my puja on that. So I told my dad I have to go. There is no way that I cannot go. And I had a lot of anger. They used to tease me, you have Shiva's anger. I said, I have to give up this anger. So I have to go to Kailash. And when I reached the airport, the lights went off. First time in Bombay. So my father said, see, the omen is so bad. Stay back, stay back. I said, omen and all, I don't believe in that. Dad, I've taken the step, I am going. It's a one-way ticket, and I told Alvida to the family. I said, thanks for everything, and I left. When I reached over there, it was, and I always take the trips in Shravan month. Because it's the most dangerous, because they say uska phal jaasti milta hai. So I started always.
It's harder, but the benefit is greater.
Like even Badrinath, Kedarnath, all that I did.
What
always.
Adventurous girl. You're like a Bond girl. You do things when they're the hardest.
I like to do that, you know, because.
No easy route.
I always felt that when people say, like, I want to drive the car. And my brother said, you take the car with the. Disabled car, but I had to put a sticker behind that I'm a disabled person. I said, no, I'm not disabled. I will not put the sticker. So I drove the car. I took my license, but I, after banging little bit here and there, I just stopped driving, but I took a license. I said, I'll not put the sticker. I'm a disabled. Even income tax, I don't claim that I'm a disabled person to take the benefits. No, I never say I'm a disabled person. Yes, after. Only place where I use my polio certificate is in Shirdi because the steps are too many to go round and round. So there if I show my certificate of my polio paralysis, they allow me to go to the front gate and I go straight in. Only in Shirdi I use it over there. Otherwise, nowhere else.
So and at the airport when you had this omen of the light?
I went.
You went?
I went. I would not turn back at all. And then luckily, see, Shiva Swami always tells me. I saw Swami as Shiva, you know. He prompted me, I make those clay. So just before going to the airport, I suddenly realized with all these people stopping me that I had to get the clay. So on the way to the airport, I picked up the clay and everything. And this clay is a plaster of Paris. And I took it with me to Kailash. Now over there, Swami saved me 2-3 times. I did not do the parikrama of Kailash, but I made that 108
lingams,
and I didn't know. I was sitting in the van, and I had put on the cassette, and it was a Shiv Tandava cassette, and there was literally Shiv Tandava going on in the Kailash. And the Chinese driver came and said, stop that music, stop the music, see what you have done. I said, what happened? He says, see the dark clouds. You have put the Shiv Tandava. I said, oh my lord. And I immediately.
The Chinese driver?
Yeah, because it's China, no?
Right.
We had to go
and
to China.
And he knew that the Shiv Tandava had.
Yeah. They know all the things. They know everything. But in there, the only thing is that, you know, you cannot smile and joke and all. It will be very serious, which was very difficult for me. At every place where we had to go through their customs, I was always smiling and they used to tell me, just stop smiling, you know. So then I stopped smiling and I went there. I did that 108 Jyotirling and then we did the parikrama of the 108 Jyotirling. We had one Brahmin Jyotshi. So he did the puja and all. Then we did the puja completely. And then they say Kuber's curse is there. So I had taken silver billies and I had taken gold, small snakes and money and all that. So what was my curse for God's marriage, I put it in the Mansover. And very nice darshan I had and we were coming. On the return, there was a landslide. There was no way that the car could reach to the bus. So I had told my parents, Alvida, no? So I told these guys, no, I'm staying here. Don't worry, you all carry on. They said, no, we can't leave you here. So two guys I took a Sherpa and two guys helped me. They said, we'll hold your hand. But when my feet sees an uneven ground, no, it starts shivering.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only problem I have even now. If the road is straight, I can walk beautifully. But if there are all those rubbles and all that, no, then my leg has no control. It just starts wobbling like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was worried that, you know, down is all the mountains and valleys and all. I'll pull down someone, and they were all family people. So I was telling them, brother, leave my hand, y'all go. I don't want to take y'all because y'all have family. I don't have family. I'm alone. Let me go. Let me stay back. All of a sudden, a Sherpa came with curly, curly hair, and it was our good Swami.
Did you know that at that time?
No, I will tell you how I came to know. He came, he said, he was dark, curly hair. He came, he held my hand, and that was the first time, such a strong hand.
Grip, huh?
Very tight grip. And he said, walk in my footprints.
Oh, so he would make the footprints and you just step behind.
I just stepped on the footprints.
Mm.
I didn't look. And of course, you know, the only thing in my life I know to say is Om Sai Ram. So I was busy with my Om Sai Ram, and I didn't realize I was the first person to cross the landslide. I put my feet in the footprints of Swami and I walked. As soon as I reached the other side, he put me in the bus. He went and told the lady, make a good ginger tea. I was all shaking. So I had the tea, and then I thought, okay, now I'm feeling better. I better go and pay the tea lady, and I pay the Sherpa. I went out. The lady said, no, the money has been paid. I said, where's the Sherpa? I have to pay him. She said that, no, the Sherpa has gone. He's vanished. I said, oh my Lord. Then I realized. And as soon as I reached Nepal, I called up my father, and I told him, Dad was in Vrindavan that time. So he told Swami. Swami said, what can I do? I told her not to go, but she wanted to go. And then this landslide was there. So I had to go and help her to cross the path, because the only thing she can say is Om Sai Ram. So he came to me 3 times in my life. This was one of the incidents.
What were the other two?
The other two was once he asked me to go abroad, as I told you, 3 months, 90 days before I lost my wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly before I lost the wealth. He wanted me to have a nice time. He asked me to go abroad. He made my itinerary. And my first host, I didn't even know him, but he was a Swami devotee, and Swami said, you go to him. I said, okay, Swami. I'm from Bangalore. I caught the flight. The flight goes Bombay, Delhi, and then you reach Paris. I reached Paris, and that was 2000, the year where they had
said, Y2K bug on the computers?
On the computer, and it was also the year when the world would come to an end.
Oh, I see. It's been wanting to come to an end for a while.
For a very long time.
Yes.
But it did not come.
Mm.
And all the places where they said it is going to sink, Swami had planned all those places. So my father says, Swami, my daughter, why are you sending her exactly those days? Because my father had read the Nostradamus. So he says, Swami, why are you sending her on those days when London has to be sung, New York has to be sung? Why are you doing that? Swami said, don't worry, she'll come back. But my father was not happy about it. And Swami was going on changing the itinerary many times, you know. And I was not bothered, you know. I said, whatever he wants me to do, I'll do it. I told my father, you have no say in between both of us, so let me go. And then Swami called me over here in Puttaparthi. He stood on this side of Purnachand Auditorium. He sent Vibhuti. He said, I'll send you 3 packets. 3 months, this Vibhuti will take care of you. And don't worry, you'll come back safely. I said, okay. Took his blessings. He given me blessings downstairs in the crowd. I sit in the first sat. So there he gave me Namaskaram, and he sent me Vibhutis and said bye from the balcony. And I went to Bangalore, caught the flight the next day, and I went. I reached Paris. My baggage is not there. I have come for a 3-month holiday and my baggage is not there. Like, I was thinking, oh my Lord, my clothes, what do I do? I'm so fat, I don't even get clothes myself. So I was just playing with Sairam, Swami, what happened? I only had my trolley bag, my laptop, and my coat. That was all I had with me. Then it was, and I went to the counter and I told them, they said, oh, your baggage is not come. Can you give us your address? And we will send it to you. So I said, see, I'm going to Switzerland and I'm going to stay with Harish Premji. He said, oh, he's the first Indian to be in Switzerland. They knew him very well. They said, don't worry, tomorrow morning you will receive your bag. I said, okay. And I said, how far is the station? Oh, just here. And here me, who can hardly walk straight, pulling that trolley, and I went, and Jessia was very far. I reached, I had to change two trains and then reached the main station to catch the train to Switzerland. Somehow or the other, in the flight I had some French ladies from Pondicherry, and they wrote it for me in French, which trains to take and where to get down and, you know, get guidance. And I managed the whole show, changed two trains, I reached. When I reached the main station, in front of my eyes, the main train goes. And I was like, you know, oh my lord, what's happened? The train has gone. And I was just saying, siren. I don't know what to do. I was so scared. Then a gentleman comes in a yellow check, mustard check color coat, curly, curly hair and dark face. And I had a mole, you know, it was Swami. And he says, it looks like you have lost. You're lost. I said, yeah, I'm lost. My train went in front of my eyes and I have to go to Switzerland. So he said, okay. He went and he got a trolley. He had some francs. He went and got a trolley. He put my trolley on that and he put my coat and he said, put your laptop. And he was pushing my thing. And I was coolly walking. Like, no one will do that in another country because that person can walk away with your, the stranger can take all your things. And that was the only belongings I had. But I don't know. I just allowed him to do it. So he says, okay, your train is gone. Come, let's talk to your host. So we spoke to my host. He had some francs. He spoke. And we told him that I missed the train. So the man said, so what can I do about it? Stay in Paris. I said, stay in Paris? No, no, I can't stay in Paris all alone. Then I put the phone down and his wife started shouting at him. She saw me's guest. How can you tell her? And she's a girl who's come all alone from India. And how dare you tell her such a thing? So then they felt bad. But those days, mobiles were not there. So they just were praying that I ring them back again. Then he told me, come, we'll go to the foreign exchange. And he told me the US dollars, we'll just change a few dollars so that you have money. And he got me French francs. And I was very cool. He was taking the...
You had a nice attendant.
Trolley. And I was still with my sairam. And he was carrying everything. And then I went there because carrying, I can't walk straight. So I was able to walk straight because he was carrying the load. So then I went, he got me the change. Then he said, there is a train which is going to Geneva, which is quite close to where your friend is staying. It's just 2 hours from his house. He knew everything. I never told him anything, but he knew everything. He says, why not we call them up and ask them if they can come to Geneva to pick you up. I said, fine. Again, we put the coins and we called up. They were very happy. They said, come to Geneva. We'll drive down to the Geneva station and we'll pick her up. We went to the train. He tells the TC that, see, she's lost her ticket. Her train has gone. If I go to buy another ticket, she's going to lose this train and she has to go to Geneva. So please let her sit. The whole compartment was alone, only one black person sitting over there. And I didn't even notice him. Then he told me, okay, he comfortably put my luggage in and told me, you sit here comfortably, he put everything. Then he said, I said, yeah, please take this money. Because he had spent so much of money on me, trolley money, phone money. I said, take these few francs. He said, no, 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 you keep it with you, it will come in handy. I said, no, 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 this is my last birth. Where will I come back to return this money to you? So you please take this money. So Swami started laughing. And he realized that I still not realized that it is Swami. So Swami, he said, okay, bye, take care, have a nice journey. And he went. And I was just looking around, no one is coming, you know, and I only saw this black person sitting. And I said, okay, never mind, train is empty. Then suddenly he came back. And he said, see, you ate last in Delhi and you have not eaten at all. And it's going to take you so many hours to reach Geneva. So I've kept you next to the pantry. And one thing with me, you know, I'll sit like this only. I won't look here, I won't look there when I'm lost. So he says, just behind you is a pantry in your compartment. Just get up, go there, take this salad. This salad is pure vegetarian. He told me the name of the salad. Take this bread. And take this Coke, because everything else is non-vegetarian. He specifically told me what to take. And he said, you have not eaten, you ate last in Delhi. Then I realized, I said, I didn't even have a conversation with him. How did he know that I had not eaten at all? Then I realized he saw me and I felt so bad, he don't ask. I said, oh Lord, I made Swami carry my bag and everything. And you know, I felt very bad.
Was he still there when you realized?
No, he wanted me to realize and he vanished. Mm-hmm. So then when the train started, I had that for thing. When I reached Switzerland, my host had brought food for me because they said I have not eaten. And in one of the buildings, they parked the car. And then I told them, I said, see, this gentleman, no. And then only uncle, I realized he was Swami. And then I started thinking, curly hair, golden color coat, and a mole on his cheek. It didn't strike me all this time. I said, very late I realized. Uncle said, 2 hours, a foreigner is going to help you? You have no sense? For 2 hours, someone going up and down the station with your luggage is no one else but Swami. So immediately, I called up my father. And Daddy used to always be going to Vrindavan. Because in the 3 months Swami was in Vrindavan, getting day to day what I was doing. So then he asked, I told my daddy, Dad, please thank Swami. I'm so sorry. I made him carry my luggage and everything. I didn't know he was Swami, but he carried everything. And tell him thanks for everything what he has done. So Daddy said, okay. So Daddy went and he told Swami, Swami, Pakoda is said, very, very sorry and very thankful. She says, Java, what to do? She should ask the neighboring person, no, about the train. She's standing there only and she's saying, Om Sairam, Om Sairam, Om Sairam. And she's not seeing anything. So I had to go to her help. And first of all, she can't walk. So I had to do all this for her. So Daddy thanked. Then every day he used to call to find out. Means my father had to call and ask what I've seen. So my host showed me the whole of Switzerland, east, west, north, south, everywhere I went. Because the report had to go to Swami. 10 days I stayed in Switzerland. And the bag came the next day. And you know what was a trick by Swami? He knew that I will not be able to pull 2 bags and go to catch the train. One big bag and small bag. So down at the belt. It was left conveyor belt. It was left downstairs. The bag had come with me in the flight.
Oh, I see.
But it was Swami's trick. He kept it at
then they delivered it to your
my
host house.
To my host house. Then my host said, see, Swami did this trick with you. Means you can't travel with so much luggage.
Mm, less luggage, more comfort.
Yeah, so they told me, you just carry your trolley bag. And they say, we'll keep your bag here. I was to take the Europe trip. So they say, when you come back to Switzerland, on the way, we will give you your bag. So then you don't have to tug it along full of Europe. So I said, okay. And they arranged it, you know, because every day Swami was finding out my trip. I never had pizzas or anything in Europe. I had potato sabji, yogurt and puri and thepla. They packed food for me and they gave me. I never ate any of the English food at all. And when I reached Switzerland, I mean when I reached again Lausanne on my trip, they brought me a full reload of food. So Swami saw to it that I never had any of the pizzas. I thought I'll eat one pizza, but I never got a chance because I had such beautiful Indian food with me. And the trip was great. From there, I left the group. I come back to Paris. When I come back to Paris, suddenly from the conveyor belt, I see Swami coming back again. Now I know he saw me. So I smiled and I said, Sai Ram and all. And he says, okay.
Wait, what do you mean, Swami?
Same dress.
Same person. You had met.
Yeah, same person. Okay. After 10 days.
After 10 days.
And he comes up the conveyor steps and...
Escalator.
And I'm standing this side. So I said, hello, Sai Ram and all that. Because now I know he saw me. There's no way because Swami confirmed it. So then he said, how was your holiday in Switzerland? I said, it was beautiful. And actually what had happened, it was the month of April. And it doesn't snow in Switzerland. And Swami told me I should go every year to the Himalayas. I had a liking for Himalayas. So every vacation I went to the Himalayas. So Swami was upset. He was scared. He said, Java, your daughter is going to take sannyasi. So let her not go to the Himalayas. So they fooled me, telling me there's a lot of snow in Switzerland. You go to Switzerland, there's plenty of snow. When I reached Switzerland, there was no snow. I said, Swami, you fooled me. There's no snow over here. It's all like, you know, India, like Kashmir or anything. And suddenly that night it snowed. So wherever I went with my host, people were saying, Prinji, don't you think it's odd having snow at this time of the year? They said, no, this is the girl who brought the snow. Because it was Swami's way of showing me the snow. And I played with the snow over there.
So how did Swami talk to you in the airport when he came up the escalator and you were aware this person is Baba?
Hi, how are you?
all. Hi.
Because we are in Paris, no? Yes. Hi.
That no, bonjour. He didn't no, say
no,
bonjour.
No. He spoke to me only in English. Okay, how did you enjoy your holidays in Switzerland? I said it was wonderful. Because now I know he saw me, no? And he's asking me directly. So I said it was a beautiful holiday because the snow fell. So then he said, okay, now I'll take you. Now you have to go to join the group from Paris. I was going to see Europe. He said, we'll go by train. I said, no, I found out from my host. It is better I take a taxi and I go. No, we'll go by train. So I argued with him even there, though I knew he was Swami. So he said, 1 minute, I'll go and phone. So he went and he rang up. He found out there's a station where I had to go. But then I had to again climb up the escalator and take my bag and walk on the street to the hotel. So he said, you are right. I said, Swami, I asked everything from my host and they told me not to do that because from the station I have to walk quite far to the hotel. And you know me holding this bag and going up the escalator, not possible. First of all, putting myself on the escalator is a problem. Then holding the bag and going. So he said, no, you are right. Let us go. Again, he took my bag. I said, no, I can carry it. He says, you walk straight, I'll carry it. So everything he carried and I was walking. He went, there was a person already seated in the taxi. What he said, I don't know anything. He just told the driver, you to take her. What language he spoke also, I don't know. The poor person who was sitting inside the taxi got out. I was in the taxi. The driver and Swami opened the bonnet and put my bag. And then he wished me bye from the window and he just vanished. I just said thanks and he just vanished.
What do you mean by vanished?
In the crowd. You could not see him.
Okay, he walked away.
Yes, walked away. You could not see him at all. And I just said my thank you to him and like I felt very... Now though I knew this was Swami. I reached exactly on time when the bus came from the airport from India. The passengers, which group I was to join, they arrived at the hotel and the same time I arrived. So both of us reached there at the same time. So that was the second experience. First was in Kailash I experienced. Then I experienced over here. Then I'd gone to Jungfrau. And now Jungfrau is full of snow. This complete snow. And my host was a little bit naughty. So he was also showing me around Jungfrau. Suddenly he said, okay Rani, I'll click your photos. And when he went to click my photo, a black raven came and stood next to me. Where in snow will you find a raven? So he said, Swami is protecting you. I have the photo of the raven and me standing together. He says, every moment Swami is supporting you. He is not letting you be free even a moment. I said, yeah uncle, I didn't even realize it. It was so nice, a full white background and a jet black raven standing next to me posing for the photo. And Swami had given me 3 vibhuti packets. There was this black person who was not well. And abroad, it's a very funny thing. When they know that the person is going to be no more, they start doing preparations for the funeral and all. The person is still living, but they do the funeral. And uncle told me that this person is in his last thing. I said, uncle, let's go and meet him. Swami has given me 3 vibhuti packet. I can give this person 1 vibhuti packet. So we called up there. And that man, he throws out all his things, jumps from the hospital bed. There was a little bit of misunderstanding. He's about 2 hours from where I was staying. He says, Swami sent a devotee and with vibhuti. So he drove down from the hospital.
The patient.
And I drove to his place. And when I went to the door, he was not there. So then they called him up. He says, no, I've reached there. So there was a little bit communication gap. Then he said, no, you wait there. I'll drive down back. He came back and he took us inside his house. That is the first time I saw. Like, we only keep a temple and, you know, a chair for Swami in a house. This man had a full room for Swami. A bed and everything. And when I saw him, I felt I had seen him somewhere. Then I told him, brother, I think I've seen you somewhere. He says, let's recall. Then I remembered once for the Paduka program. See, I'm not used to standing in lines. I'm used to always going in at the last moment. So for the Paduka puja, there was a big line. And uncle wanted me to take the Padukas for some Swiss people. So I said, I'll not stand in the line. I'll come and join you all in the when the line is moving, because I stay here in the round building. So this guy was holding the place for me. And then I joined the line and he sat next to me in the Paduka Puja. And he was very surprised when Swami came and he said, oh, Pakoda, you're doing Paduka Puja. I said, no, Swami, not mine. Some devotees for whom I'm doing it. He said, okay. So he put a lot of rice on me and then he put on. So this guy remembered me that way. And I remembered that he had a whole night stood in the line keeping place for me. And he was the person. And he got 1 year extension of life with that Vibhuti. The next year he passed away. But 1 year extension Swami gave him. So that was the reason why he gave the Vibhuti.
Now your experiences are just stuff that we read in books. You know, it's just miraculous. It's amazing what you have experienced with Swami. Based on everything, your childhood with Swami, when you were left at his feet with your polio, the business ventures you've been through, the education, everything. When you look back, Rani Jawa, who is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba for you?
Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba is my breath.
Breath is air.
No, he's air. Without him, I cannot live. Without air, without breath, you can't live. He is everything for me. I'm nothing without him. This nothing. There's a zero. If he's not there, I'm not living. I'm so much immersed in him that I cannot even think of a moment living without him. And even at the Mahasamadhi time, he prompted me. That time I was the principal of the college and we had that signing of the examination chits for the students. And the call came very strong to me to come to Padti. My chairman did not like it. I just signed all the examination tickets and I left the college and I caught the bus and I came to Padti. I was very, very shocked, you know. Actually, after Swami, I was a bit hurt because he had told he will be living for that many years and then the solar calculation and the lunar calculation came. So then I calculated my age according to how Swami had calculated. And from that day, I have not been able to sit on the floor. Although still date, I always sat on the floor. But I can't sit and get up from that loss. So you can imagine just that shock was enough to this. So I know that I am nothing. For me, he is everything. Say anything. And the most important thing for living being is air, your breath. If your breath stops, you are no more. So if he's not there, I'm no more. He's everything of mine is his.
Mm-hmm. Life breath.
Life breath.
You know that chair over there in the studio, Swami sat in it when he inaugurated our studio. If Swami was physically sitting here visible to your eye, what would you say to him or do?
I would say thank you for everything and your sankalp, thy will shall be done. Bas, let me merge in your lotus feet. That's it.
This time, no picking fights.
No picking fights.
We're done doing that.
Yeah. And I've enjoyed life. Though everything ups and downs, he's always been with me. But I am ready whenever. I would just love to merge. Even when Swami came out for darshan, my concentration was only on his feet because for more than 12 years, I've been massaging his feet. So my concentration has always been the feet. I don't look at Swami up. I always look at his feet. So that is the only thing. I would love to merge in his lotus feet.
Rani Jawa of Joy Ice Cream Factory, has been a great joy to have you in the studio to hear about your love for God and your experiences. Thank you so much for your generosity, for sharing them with our listeners.
Thank you very much for giving me this chance. And it is his wish. I am not a speaker at all. As I told before also that when Swami asked me to speak, I never spoke. I ran away from the public speaking classes. Mm-hmm. So today, whatever I spoke is he speaking, not me. Because I'm not a orator at all.
He did a great job.
He has done. So don't thank me. Please thank
Thank you, Swami.
Thanks,
Swami. And thank you, Rani.
Yeah.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sairam, dear listeners, this is Karuna Munshi. You just heard the final part of my interview with Miss Rani Jawa of Bangalore, India. This episode was recorded at the Radio Sai Studios on September 30th, 2013. Your thoughts, comments and suggestions to this interview and to all Radio Sai programs are most welcome by email at listener@radiosai.org. Thank you very much for your company and please continue to stay tuned to our next program. Loving Sairam from Prashanti Nilayam.